Princess Pip's Holiday by Sally Pugh. Chapter 3. The Road Home. If you stayed here a bit longer, you might start liking the seaside, said Daisy. But Princess Pip wasn't listening. She was putting all her important things in her suitcase. I think we'll have to take some things out, said Daisy. Daisy found them both backpacks and they set out for home. Princess Pip and Daisy went across the drawbridge and along the road. It was very hot. Let's have a nice cool snack, said Daisy. So they got some fish sticks from the stall. Those aren't bad, admitted Princess Pip. They taste best by the seaside, said Daisy. I'll show you where the fish came from, if you like. They went down some stone steps to a place where the sea swished backwards and forwards, and the ground looked as if it was made of gold. Look in those pools, said Daisy. The fish were hard to catch. You could take your stockings off, said Daisy, and use them for nets. It was nice without shoes and stockings on. It was even nicer once Princess Pip had taken off her coat and crown. The fish looked very cross at being caught, so Princess Pip let them go. It's not too bad here, said Princess Pip at last. I want to stay here all the time. Let's build a sandcastle then, said Daisy. A sand house, said Princess Pip. It was hard work, but they built a huge house with a moat all around. Soon the sea came in and filled the moat. That's just right, said Princess Pip. Make it stop coming in now, Daisy. But the sea kept on coming in. And soon it had washed their house flat. We built our house too close to the sea, said Daisy sadly. Stupid sea, shouted Princess Pip. Stupid seaside, I want to go home.